This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you what. Is Facebook trying to stay in the news, or is it just me? I'm Liz Matore. I'm your guest host for the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. So yeah, once again, Facebook. Did you know that 73% of the adult population in the United States is on Facebook? So let's start off there. Any sort of thing, issue, or what have you, that Facebook is doing, saying, or not doing or saying, is affecting 73% of the adult population in the United States. And of course, that's not including the rest of the world. So when you see an issue about your privacy that has now been flared by, what is it, Cambridge Analytica, it's some research firm that sells the document, the data from Facebook to candidates, campaigns, specifically this one was to Donald Trump. And again, as a political person and a former candidate and a former campaign manager and field organizer, that in itself is not random. I mean, how else do you think people market to you? And I got mad at one of my college friends, and actually she doesn't talk to me anymore. She actually defriended me. It was one of my first major defriends. This is before I even became a Republican. But I told her that, you know, as we know, Facebook is it's a social network, but the social network, ultimately speaking, only makes a profit because it sells data for marketing purposes. And so I told her once, I was like, hey, I didn't even tell her. I was, you know, I actually do love this lady to death. She was one of my roommates in college, and as I said, she's a year ahead of me, and she has a daughter. She might even have more children than one now. I don't even know, because I'm not on Facebook with her anymore. Go figure. But, she posted a picture of her daughter potty training, and I posted on Facebook, I draw the line at potty training, because I'm very, you know, I'm more politically active and out there now because of my, you know, activism. But, you know, years ago when we were just friends sharing information with friends and other friends and what have you, you know, people would post all these pictures, especially of their children. And you're like, yo, do you realize that anybody can download that picture and use your child's picture for nefarious reasons? And so everyone out there with your children, your grandchildren, or whatever, please watch what you post on your social media apparatus. I'm just saying. So you talk about, you know, privacy. So apparently, I heard this on, there's a radio station in my area called WTOP. It's like our news radio show. It's like 24 hours, you know, news, weather, traffic, information. And they said that the issue with this particular data collection that Facebook does is that, you know, when you have to opt into certain applications. So, like, for example, like, there are some applications that want to integrate from, you know, for you using this, and they can log in through your Facebook. Please, if you don't learn anything from me, learn this. Never, ever, ever, unless you need it for, like, work purposes or something that's super-duper neat necessary, do not sync applications. Like, when you have a new thing, whether it's on your phone or what have you, and they say, okay, you can log in with your Facebook, because they think they're making you assume that it's easier for you to do that. No. The only reason why they're doing that is to, again, what I say before, access your data. So that's lesson rule number 1,000% most important rule when you're interacting with social media. It's a marketing tool, and do not link your accounts. So if you say no and you don't give that app or Facebook a certain amount of data, whether it's your email, your phone number, what have you, those are very important. As you know, we communicate through phone and specifically email. So that's really the data, yeah? Beyond your, you know, your buying history and what you talk about and what political aspirations or leanings you have, that's a whole nother aspect. But even just your email and your phone number are like huge data points for marketers like myself, actually. But anyway, so if you say no, but your friend says yes, that company, that data mining apparatus has access to your data now. Just because your friend said yes. And that, I think, is like mind-blowing. Because here we're thinking that we have some sort of control over what information is out there. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, that's the reason why I don't have an Android phone, actually. I don't know if that's a bad thing to say, but because it has Google as its base and it uses a Gmail account. Again, talking about that integration piece, now your phone is highly integrated into every single thing that you talk about, every single text. I mean, and we could talk about the NSA some other time, but we have to be careful. Anyway, they're having an issue in the EU and the UK because, oddly enough, they have stronger privacy protections over there in Europe than they do here. So we have to watch these this case go through, and we'll see how this all plays out. I mean, be careful, as I said, when you're on social media. You know, it's great to interact with people. Definitely, this is where people interact because that's how we are living our lives. But please, please, please read what you click. If you have this agreement, if you agree with it or you don't agree with it, you have to still know what you're up against. Be careful what you share, what pictures you share. Definitely when it comes to minors, know that anyone, well, Facebook actually owns all the stuff that you write and you post and you and even pictures. So, I mean, you have possession, but they can also use it for whatever purposes they want. And again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of these things only really exist to get your information so that companies can promote to you better and sell to you better. And so now that you have that information, how are you going to interact with these social media platforms? Of course, we're going to still use Facebook. I don't know if you've been blocked from it. I personally, knock on wood, have not been blocked from it. But I know that a lot of my conservative friends are being blocked. Would you drop it? Are you willing to stop using Facebook?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So this next topic, I actually asked my Facebook friends what they wanted me to cover this week. I'm Liz Matore. I'm filling in for Kevin Jackson on The Kevin Jackson Show on KJ Radio. You can follow me and connect with me and ask me what you want me to cover next Friday, for example, just by going to Twitter, which is at Liz Matore, which is L-I-Z-M-A-T-O-R-Y, and also on Facebook, L-I-Z-M-A-T-O-R-Y. There are a couple of pages that are in reference to my name, but the one that just has Liz Matore on it, I interact with the most. So I asked my, Facebook friends / followers what issues they wanted me to cover. And some of the things I had already, decided on talking about, like a lot of people want me to talk more about Second Amendment issues, and we could have a whole, 3-hour discussion on that. But one that I thought was really, really fascinating, a mother had asked me about talking about Fukushima. That was, if you all remember, the result of the largest earthquake in Japanese history, caused a tsunami, and then the tsunami hit the nuclear plant in Fukushima, Japan. It triggered like about 10 different reactors or half the reactors, and the nuclear waste like basically not only spilled throughout Fukushima, but you know, it spilled into the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. Lo and behold, you know what's on the other side of the Pacific Ocean is basically California, right? So, and of course, all of the wonderful islands in between. My mom's actually from the Philippines, so shout out to the Philippines. But you heard about it, you knew that it happened, and the last time we really talked about nuclear disaster was Chernobyl, right? And so, in Ukraine. And so you knew that that was a huge, huge, crazy disaster. And you knew that Fukushima, when it happened in 2011, in March 2011, it was just devastating. But then you didn't hear about it at all. And I would argue you still don't hear about it. And even when I was trying to prepare for this segment, I looked online and I tried to see what I could find, you know, looking in like Fukushima, like how is it now? There are a lot of YouTube videos, you know, and those are always useful, especially to get, you know, dig in deep and see the different sides of things. But there's also an issue about how just 100 miles off the coast of California, the only term I can think of is like plume, but the plume would be in the water, so like the nastiness of the nuclear waste is now like floating toward California. And you know what's in water, but obviously fish, wildlife, you know, sea life, things that we actually eat and consume. Salmon, of course, every other tuna, just think, you know, sushi, Japanese sushi. Floating. Before it became, was cut up, it used to be a fish, right? So you're basically eating it. Should we be worried about our seafood and other things? I mean, I think her son is in the Navy, and when they went to Japan, they basically had to be, like, decontaminated. All of their belongings and themselves, their person, had to be decontaminated because of what they were exposed to in that region of the world. Again, we're a closed ecosystem. So whether it's butterfly effect, whether it's literal physics, everything that happens over there eventually will get over here. How will we ever find out what to do about it? And again, like, we're talking about what the importance of media, and it's also not only what they cover, but what they don't cover. And I literally tried to look and research, you know, more information about Fukushima now, and there is not that much information out there. But a lady who is Facebook friends with me asked me specifically this week about it. Guys, what are we going to do? You know, like, what do we do when we learn more and more and more every day, all day, that there's so much information that we aren't privy to? Just because you don't know it doesn't mean that it didn't occur. But, as I said, our good old media and our journalists out there, when are they going to do their jobs? And then they got people like me who, I'm not, you know, professionally trained to do this, but do I think that it's important to get information out there and connect to, you know, the citizenry and let them, again, we're all thinking for ourselves on the conservative side, but, you know, we have to push and prod and figure out and find out the truth. Because, lo and behold, you know, you're talking about, what, 7 years ago? I mean, toxic waste isn't just, or nuclear waste isn't just evaporate. You know, it's still in there. It's still seeping through our oceans. And I know that, you know, we on the conservative side, like, we tend to not be environmentalists, but be careful. We're also conservationists. And the word conserve and conservative are from the same root. We believe in conserving, or the conservation of nature, because what do we live? We live in nature. So maybe this is an area that we conservatives can pick up and, you know, do the dirty work and try to figure out what's the truth about what's going on in Fukushima and the remnants of it all, especially when our military and our Navy, you know, and sailors are being exposed to it. Yeah, and we also don't know if we're eating the stuff. I actually work with a naturopath, and he's really big on eating spirina, which is that green powdery substance. You can get it at nature food stores, super easy. And he literally puts spirina in everything. He puts it in milk, he puts it in water, he puts it, you know, he has makes cakes out of it to try to counterbalance the radiation and the nastiness, I guess, of the nuclear waste that he believes, and I believe him as well. I don't do it. I don't eat spirulina all the time, but you know, that's it's grounded up seaweed, and so you know that whatever you consume, you are. You know, like you are what you eat. Like literally, what are the ramifications of being exposed to nuclear waste? Obviously cancer, apparently, like, you lose your faculties, all your soft tissue, like, deteriorates. You know, if we're consuming this without our knowledge, for example, because we live all the way across the other side of the globe, do we have any tools to combat that? And I would argue the first tool that we need as people, as citizens, as, you know, learned people, aware people, number one is the information. So let's figure out what's going on in Fukushima and try to help this lady, this mother out, because I couldn't really find very much information.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So, we're coming up to another census, folks. It's 2018. The next one's going to be 2020, right? This was in the news this week as well. I'm Liz Matori. I am filling in for Kevin Jackson on The Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Liz Matori, which is L-I-Z-M-A-T-O-R-Y, and of course on Facebook. So, right, they want to rechange and recreate whatever they want on our census. I don't know about you, but I've always had issue with how they ask about what you are. And of course, this time around, they want to include a question whether you're a citizen or you're not. And you know who can't stand that is your folks over there in California, your cousins over there in California. They're really upset, and they're actually suing because they believe that, you know, it's a violation of whatever to ask somebody if they're a citizen or not. Okay, this is the U.S. Census, okay? The United States Census. I mean, we've got a lot of issues all around whether you should ask about people's race, and we'll talk about it in a moment, but guess what? Y'all are the people who made it an issue for even us to actually ask that question by 2020. You know and I know that if they didn't allow all these illegal aliens to come up through and all the way up and all around and from here to tarnation, we wouldn't have to ask that question. Because we already have an immigration program. We know where people are coming. People are vetted. That's the other thing. Y'all don't understand how difficult it is to even come to this country legally. I had mentioned this before. It takes 24 years. 24 years now to come from the Philippines to here. People have to take tests, like blood tests. In some cases, you gotta like report how much money you have, and if you have a when you're only here for like work visas, you have to say like you're gonna return back to your country. Green cards, all of these different parts of our immigration system are placed there for a reason. And so this time around, because there's so many people who are here that don't have permission to be here, our government's like, maybe during the census we can figure this part out. Because don't forget, the people who usually, you know, study immigration patterns and all of that jazz, most of them are hyper-leftist liberal organizations, and of course they don't want the number. They don't want us to really know the number of illegals because they don't want us to be right. So anyway, I'm going to talk about that a whole other story. But So the another thing they want to do is break up the word, you know, black, and to make the person like myself write down what type of black person you are. And we all know that this is happening not only for black people, but also for Asian people, that both black people and Asian people are going to be broken down into even more compartments. So even if you were born here, you have to figure out, okay, so what sort of black person are you? Or what certain Asian person are you? And then, of course, you can't just say that you're an American citizen, because I think, for me, that should just be like, how many American citizens live here? How many American citizens live there? Some of the reasons why they break down your race and ethnicity is because they want to know, like, health trends or what have you. I don't know enough about census taking, but I guess it's a part of it. But a major one is how, of course, money is being spent and allocated. Another reason why people, the numbers matter is how much representation you get in Congress. You know, do you add a certain person or do you lose a representative because the population has shifted so much? But particularly when it comes to that, like, you know, breaking down people even farther, I know that Asian Americans in my community don't want that to happen, because if they say, oh, you know, your grandparent is from Korea, or your mother is from Japan, or like me, my mother's from the Philippines, I literally would have to, like, fill out whatever bubble they expect me to fill out. And the funny thing is, I had said this on another program. For me, you know, if I were to, you know, answer the race ethnicity question, I don't know, question number what, 3 or something on the thing, on 2 censuses, whatever you want to call it, I've actually answered that differently twice. First on the 2000 when I was in college, and then again in 2010. In 2000, I wrote down that I was either other or 2 races, because I'm also black and, you know, Asian, if you will, though I'm American. And then by 2010, I was like, all right, well, you know, let's just, you know, give, like, the black column more credit, so I just checked off black. But I'm the same person. So the funny thing that we need to watch on this whole, like, census thing is, you know, what is the purpose? And are we at a point now where dividing ourselves even more, even further, might be actually worse? Well, it depends upon who you're asking. You know, the people who want to control us and divide and conquer, they love the whole division. They love to see, okay, these data points are this and this data point is that. They don't really think of us as individual human beings anyway. They just think of us as like numbers on a statistic, if you will. But for the rest of us who actually care about our, you know, ourselves and our lives and our principles and our values and our country, what do we need to do this for anymore? The other thing I thought was interesting about the census is that, have you ever seen the words non-Hispanic white? Non-Hispanic white. I would say most of the listeners on this program are considered non-Hispanic white. That's just like regular white people, like native-born white folks. And if you know anything about language, and I remember seeing it for the first time, that means that by default, Hispanic is the default. Because when you throw up non, that means that the non-Hispanic is the other. So they're already othering you in your own darn census. So why is Hispanic, why is even Latino such a big deal these days? You know, I'm going to get a lot of pushback because I always like ask these questions, you know, especially because I grew up in a very like hyper-partisan and you know, racially mindful way. Now that I like start thinking about it, you know, there are like dozens of countries that make up Latin America. And I technically could be considered Latino because my mom is from the Philippines and, you know, she spoke Spanish as well because the Spanish conquistadores got over there and were there for 375 years. So aren't Filipinos Latino too? But we don't get to be counted as Latino. And for a while now, you know, the Latino community benefits greatly by one reason. They have a common language. We as black folks here, our language is English. we also are native born, and so not, I mean, of course there are Latinos who are native born too, and they're legal immigrants, and some of them are illegals, but because of, and I talked to one of my friends about this, about doing this part, and he was really kind of concerned that I was just going to go too edgy, but if you think about it, it's like cool to be Latino. Like, people would rather be Latino than, sure, they, nobody really likes to be black. I love to be black, but there's always this stigma attached to being a black person. Anywhere you go, sadly, but to be Latino, it's like super cool these days, right? Nowadays, you get to keep the language of Spanish. You don't really need to learn English. You literally have whole communities. You have the means to create an income, unlike a lot of our native-born people, and you literally are creating in your own separate society and culture within our culture. And oh, by the way, and this is the part that my friend didn't want me to talk about, is that I know and I've witnessed firsthand the Democrat Party wanting to pander to Latinos because they don't want to deal with the real issues that black people face. Because over the 50 years of failed Democrat parties, the black community has gotten way worse, and we have been stuck in that party for oh so long, and no amount of solutions that they offer have actually fixed our issues, quote unquote, because, oh, by the way, the issues that we have can absolutely positively be fixed, quote unquote, through conservatism, the original way that we used to live our lives before we got messed up by the Democrat Party. But because the Democrat Party doesn't have anything to offer black people, they get to play the race card and the people of color card and brown people. You remember, you know, how to do the whole brown-black thing? They're able to do that through Latinos. So they get to save themselves from the history, their own party's history, of enslaving my ancestors and the issues that have come from that. And they're like, oh, well, you know, just kidding, huh? Well, we're just talking about black and brown people, but mostly we're really focusing on brown people. And I know that most conservatives and most Republicans don't see race or don't consider race or, you know, all of that. If you kind of take a step back and see, again, how the Democrat Party plays this and how the establishment plays color and race and ethnicity on each other, there's something there.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am going to get into so much trouble for this segment, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm Liz Matori. I'm sitting in for Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. You can follow me at Liz Matori, which is LizMatory on Twitter and Facebook. So, have you ever heard, and I'm sure some of you out there have heard about this whole borderless phenomenon. There are a bunch of people out there, and the numbers are growing, that are encouraging, pushing, wanting for our country to be a borderless society. My first interaction, I had spoken about this a couple weeks ago, was when I participated in a discussion on NPR. It was the first time that I was there to speak on behalf of conservatives and Republicans. And people who are all about America not supporting illegal aliens. And of course, I got a lot of flack. I talked about it before. They were like, oh, that's a racist, bigoted statement. I was like, look, we are the United States of America. We are a sovereign country. We are citizens. We have an immigration system. An immigrant is a legal term. An illegal alien is a different term. So don't get me started with the whole situation. I'll talk about it in another segment. But this interaction was the first time I heard someone stand up in the audience and proclaim that what is wrong with a borderless society? A borderless country does not exist as a country anymore. And so preparing for this segment, I was like, okay, where, when did this whole borderless phenomenon start? And we never know when everything started, but when our sort of leaders, if you will, championed it was around 2005, 2004. And unfortunately, the president at that time who spoke specifically about that was George W. Bush, Republican. That was prior to the time I was a Republican, so I can't really claim all that. But he used language like New America and North American Community. And you're like, what is that? You know, like, I remember even when I was growing up, I'd be like, oh, I'm an American. And they're like, you know, Mexicans and Canadians are Americans too. I was like, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's only one United States of America, and nobody runs around saying that they're Americans except for us. So we are the Americans. Oh my goodness, don't get me started on that. But I started researching, and you know your buddies over there at that Council on Foreign Relations, sidebar on that, I have a friend who actually was a member, or is a member, of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's kind of weird, freaky, weird thing, because when she told me about it, it was like a long time ago, and I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever, and now that I know more about what and who they are, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I super duper know people who are in the establishment. It's kind of freaky. Anyway, in 2005, they had this task force that wrote up this, it's online, I mean, for now, I mean, until they're taking it down, but you can find it online. It's task force on, you know, developing this whole notion of this North American community. And basically, for all intents and purposes, it wants to create Canada, the United States, and Mexico basically as this one huge blob. Not three different countries, but like a blob. I looked through it. It's about 30 pages. I think it's also in Spanish and in French, of course. Don't forget there are three different languages that are utilized in the Americas, if you will. There's also Portuguese, but that's Brazil wasn't a part of this. It was just those three states. And the task force comprised, of course, of policy people and scholars and business owners. None of them are like your average citizens people. So these people get to go in their little think tanks and think away, you know, tinker at our society. And, you know, the very top-down approach to living. And so anyway, so you look into it and it says, what happens to these three countries? Quote, do they continue on the path of cooperation in promoting a more secure and prosperous North American societies? Or do they pursue divergent and ultimately less secure and less prosperous courses? That would be a tragic mistake. You know, so language is key. That whole thing is a false paradigm. Do you want to cooperate because NAFTA's cooperation and these are three awesome societies? Or do you want to just die? Like, these people basically are like, if we stay as sovereign nations, if we stay as countries, then we run the risk of destruction. So instead of destruction, they want us to, because we're all three liberal democracies, we have such commonality, so of course we need to just kumbaya, But we're a constitutional republic. Y'all know this. They love to use that word democracy because it makes it sound super duper awesome and we're all people and we're all in this together. But our country is different. Like, I don't know why the left or the establishment or the elites, I don't know who they are. I really don't care what they are, and I've said that before. But everybody not us loves to forget that we are a constitutional republic. And that in itself, the powers, the rights, the privileges, the immunities that American citizens have from our Constitution are freaking awesome. And other countries try to be like us. And so why all of a sudden are we going to throw away our, you know, system for the sake of some random 20 people who think that they know better for our lives than we know ourselves? So some of the recommendations that they want for common security, they want a common perimeter by 2010. Of course, that was 8 years ago, so that didn't happen that we know of. They want to develop a North American border pass so people can just go from Canada to the United States to Mexico super duper easily. What else they want? They want the law enforcement and military to help them on this course. And don't forget, the elites, they don't treat or think of law enforcement as military, as people, as public servants. They literally only think of our service people as tools, like pawns in their system that just happen to have access to weaponry, legal weaponry, you know, and they can just activate us whenever they want and do whatever they want for their own gain. Well, that's, I digress. I apologize. They want to expand NORAD. That'd be fun. What else? For economic investment, if you will, they want Canada and the United States to give money to Mexico to get them up to snuff, because we all know, unfortunately, they don't have the same system that we do. Like, when are you going to admit that? And that's not a racist thing to say. First of all, they're not a different race. It's the fact that they don't have a stable government there. They don't have rule of law. They don't have a legal system that you can go and, you know, bring your case. People evaporate and just go dark, and you can't find people, like, all the time. People get kidnapped. And, of course, the policia over there is a part of it. So this whole North American community, most of this recommendation is basically the two other countries investing in the third country that is a little behind of the times. They don't have rule of law. They don't have, you know, basic labor practices. They don't have primary and secondary education. So, of course, they just like, oh, simple. We just give you money and you can just be awesome immediately. I would argue that there has to be a development of a country for all of that to occur. What else do they want? They want a NAD bank. That sounds horrible. North American Development Bank. Yeah. Let that sink in. They want open skies and open roads. They want a permanent tribunal. And like this isn't bad enough, they want a North American interparliamentary group. Like, for real, guys. They would rather have, like the EU had or has, a overarching governing body, you know and I know, that will totally negate our sovereignty. So that is just a fascinating, fascinating thing. I could have like gone into that a lot more, but whenever you hear and you ever see, and the reason why we have to be a lot more vigilant about our citizenship and our sovereignty as a nation is that at least for the last 14 years, if not earlier, they literally want to erase the United States of America. And in turn, they also want to erase Canada. And yeah, they also want to just change Mexico. But are we going to let them? We are exceptional for a reason, people.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.